if I can get it right tonight.
I bet you can.
No.
This is Pop Culture Yearbook. On this show, we pick pieces of pop culture that were important to us in a given year.
When? Oh.
We then dig into those memories, TV shows.
Yes. Oh, my God.
I'm all
I went. I called it that he would
movies,
not be
movies, albums, shows,
and more.
And more.
I'm Brad.
I'm Pete.
And I'm Giff.
It's so hard without looking at it. You should
that's
try it.
That's what she said.
That's what she said, exactly.
And not with just speaking it along with me, but like on your own without...
Oh, yeah. You know, if I didn't have you saying it, I would...
Harder
I would
than you think.
Yeah. That's what she said.
All right. Well, here we are. We're back to finish off. It's going to
be a recurring theme tonight. Yes.
This is the last episode of the year 2000, right?
That is correct.
Finishing it off. And, you know, I just want to throw out...
Yeah.
That we're going to start a new month next month, you know, because it is a new month.
Mm-hmm. That's it.
And I just want to point out it's going to be freaking awesome.
Yes.
yeah.
Because Dave's going to be on, the originator of this show. And if you listen to the show, you hopefully know him. And he picked the content, and we're happy about it. And most importantly, in two episodes, we're going to be celebrating our 100th episode of this show. He's going to be here with us because he needs to be.
He should be.
My God.
So, buckle your seatbelt.
We're still on the air.
Imagine what? That.
Well, we really nobody can take us off, so.
No.
If we pay this, if we stop paying the subscription, they'll take us off.
All right, well, what are we going to finish the year 2000 with, Giff? Because it's your turn.
All right, so for my pick, the year 2000, I picked... the movie Road Trip. This movie came out May 19th of 2000. Had a $16 million budget and raked in $120 million at the box office.
Holy shit. So that's pretty good. Wonderful.
Yes.
I didn't realize it was that big of a hit.
Yeah. So we usually start by going through some memories. I don't exactly remember where I watched this first, but I'm guessing it was in the movie theater because I was going to movies quite a bit back then. So I'm assuming I went to that at some point.
I might have been with you because I do know that I saw this in the movie theater and I don't remember who it was with, but I'm sure it was a group. I mean, I remember it being a group. And at this time in 2000, I would guess there's a high probability that you were part of that group.
Yeah. It might have been another matinee.
Of course, I bet Dave was there.
Oh, no.
He might have been there.
May,
no,
so you would have still been
in school.
I've
never seen it. There's my memory. I've never seen it until just now.
Oh,
until,
I guess he wasn't there.
2 days ago.
Yeah. Never seen it.
How? Never seen it before.
Well, this was a treat for you.
Yes, it was.
Full of surprises.
Yeah.
It was.
For sure.
No, you are full of surprises.
So, this movie is directed by Todd Phillips. You might know him from such movies as Old School, the Hangover trilogy, as well as The Joker, or some others that he directed. We're going to go through the cast here. Our main character,
well,
Josh.
Well, hang on now. Before we get to the cast, the first name that popped on my screen caught my attention because of our In Memoriam last
month. Yep.
This movie was produced by...
Ivan Reitman,
who we talked about and did I Love You Man, also produced by Ivan Reitman.
Yes. Sorry, yeah, I forgot to mention that.
So there you go.
I saw it when it came up when I was watching it. I was going to write it down, and I did not. So good catch on that one.
Okay, who's in the movie?
So we've got our main character, Josh, played by Brecken Meyer, who a lot of people know from Clueless.
This is quite the like late 90s cast is what this movie had. I mean, these are people that we knew then, and they didn't all really go on to a whole lot.
No.
Or had a very limited shelf life.
Mm-hmm. We've got Sean William Scott as E.L. Everybody knows him as Stifler from the American Pie franchise. And
I love him, by the way.
Basically plays the same
Pretty much the same guy.
In this movie.
Yeah.
Josh's love interest, or one of them in this, is Amy Smart, who plays Beth. We know her from Moxon's girlfriend in Varsity Blues.
There you go.
Oh, yeah.
We got Ruben, played by Paulo Costanzo.
Costanzo?
Yeah, almost.
Can't stand you.
Costanzo. He was in Royal Pains, I think, was probably the biggest thing.
Yeah, I don't know that guy outside of this movie.
Right. DJ Qualls plays Kyle. He was the lead in The New Guy, which I've never seen, but that's probably the biggest role he's had as a lead man.
He's another guy, like, who is this guy, and where did he come from for a short time?
Yes. We've got Tom Green plays
Barry.
Talk
about a shelf life.
Right.
The laundry basket. The flowered rug. For Tom Green fans, that was a video that was just hilarious that he did, like when he was on, was it MTV or something?
MTV.
He wrote a song, and that was this whole video, just picking up random things around the house. It was funny. You have to see it.
I think a lot of people, I mean, I thought it was funny at the time, but I think a lot of people would look at it and say, wow, that's dumb.
Right. Yes, that's fair to say.
Well, it was funny to us. They probably.
I just said I thought it was funny, Pete. Relax.
I know.
Okay, bring there it down, fellas. We have got Rachel Blanchard, who plays Tiffany, Josh's longtime girlfriend and best friend. Fred Ward, everybody loves Fred Ward.
What
God rest
Rachel
his soul.
Blanchard in? We know her from some things.
Well, oddly enough, she played Cher in the television version of Clueless.
Correct. We talked about the movie.
That Breckenmeyer was in the movie.
She was also in the movie Sugar and Spice that I watched around this time.
Okay.
About cheerleaders that went on a heist.
That bank robbers, right?
Yeah.
Oh, I think I have seen that. Okay. Kyle's dad, Fred Ward, right?
Fred Ward, another guy that we mentioned in our December episodes because he died last year.
He sure did. We got Andy Dick as the motel clerk.
And then when he came on, I'm like, really covered the ground of the 90s, like, loser idiots that people thought were funny for 10 minutes.
Yeah, I did not even recognize him as Andy Dick.
Well, yeah, the glasses with the long hair, yeah.
Right, yeah.
But that was for sure Andy Dick.
I recognize him, but I had forgotten who he was, like, that he existed.
Oh, wow.
Well.
You wiped him from your memory.
Although he was on news radio, so
he was excellent as Matthew.
Yeah, he actually did something good.
Yeah, he is good.
Yep. We've got Horatio Sands plays French toast cook.
Pre SNL.
Very, very good part there, memorable part. Anthony Rapp plays the douchebag TA Jacob. I know him from Tony as Dazed and Confused.
I feel like he looks just like Ron Weasley.
Yeah, that's a good comparison. I like that.
I thought the same thing, too. Yes.
I got a couple more here. Ethan Suplee was one of the kids on the
that's
tour.
Right. He was.
And he was in, of course, Remember the Titans and American History X.
My name is Earl.
Oh, yeah. I never really watched that show, but now that you say that,
I did.
I watched the first maybe couple episodes of that. And then last but not least, I'm going to mention Mitch the Snake also has a very prominent role in this movie. Yes.
The snake is wonderful.
Yeah.
You forgot to mention, are you done talking
No,
about
you go right ahead.
Okay, because you have not mentioned the star in the movie that has the biggest career of them all. Very bit role in the movie, but Jimmy Kimmel.
What?
What?
Jimmy Kimmel was the voice of the dog towards the end when the old man is
marijuana
and he's talking to the dog. The voice of the dog is Jimmy Kimmel.
Here's Jimmy Kimmel.
I did not know that.
Yes.
Well, now you do. That's the benefit of listening to Pop Culture Yearbook.
Yes. And he had the fucking munchies, man.
Yeah, exactly.
And this would have been at like the height of the man show, too.
Yeah. Yep.
Remember the man show?
Oh, I remember the
guy. Think
they'd
make that show today still?
No. I remember the guy. Who was the guy behind the bar who could like slam the two beers?
I don't remember.
That's the only thing I really remember from that show. Was there something else that stood out?
You don't remember girls jumping on trampolines?
Well, I'm not like that. Maybe you are, but no, I don't remember that.
I just listened to, because I told you that I'm now listening to the Smartless podcast, I just listened to the Jimmy Kimmel episode yesterday.
And very nice.
So,
well, speaking of plugging podcasts that don't need us to plug them, because we know the ones need plugging, the Fly on the Wall had Will Ferrell on today, 2-hour live show. Oh, that was fantastic. Listening to him talk.
Will Ferrell's always good.
Yes, he is.
Oh, God.
I would highly recommend you check that out.
I will do so, as well as our listeners should do that as well.
And then we should tell somebody to listen to our show.
We are going to change things up a little bit. Rather than a protracted run-through of the show, I'm going to just kind of do a quick synopsis. Thank you.
I said, is that the right word?
Yeah, I would say so. Protracted? Yeah.
Protracted. I think that means measuring angles, doesn't it?
Seems like the opposite. It seems like that's a shortening when we went too long.
Wouldn't that be
retracted? He said, rather than doing a protracted episode.
I know. Anyway, move on.
I'm going to look it up.
People are looking up that word right now.
I'm going to kind of buzz through it quick, and then we are going to discuss some of our favorite stuff about the movie. Rather than really get into the weeds on this, I'm just going to buzz through it quick, and you guys are welcome to add some comments as well. So this movie is held, first off, at Ithaca University in New York. Of course, there is no Ithaca University. There's an Ithaca College. And Tom Green is walking a group of people through on a tour. And
protracted,
of course,
means lasting or for a long time or longer than expected or
Jesus
usual.
Giff, you nailed it.
My vocabulary is extensive.
I know it is, and you threw me with that one.
I would not doubt you again.
You have a protracted vocabulary.
I do.
You've
you
even used some words that aren't that uncommon that stumped Pete in the past.
It's a tough one. He's given a tour to a bunch of prospective college students. And, of course, he's been there forever, and he's just an absolute idiot. But everybody tells him that his tour is awful. So he starts to tell this story about one of his friends, and it's an amazing story. And he tells about Josh, Breckenmeyer's character, and his girlfriend, longtime girlfriend, Tiffany. And they have been friends forever. And when it came time to go to college, he went to Ithaca, and she went down to Austin to college. So they're trying to do this long-distance relationship. Yes, in Massachusetts. Austin, Massachusetts. So, of course, they decide that they will be faithful to each other, and they will try to talk every day. So we get a glimpse of Josh. He's making a video message for his girlfriend, and he's going to send that over to her. We meet EL right away. That's Sean William Scott, again, basically just the same Stifler character from American Pie movies. So the plot thickens as there's a girl, Beth, played by Amy Smart, who what's that face for?
You're kind of cutting out. I hope it fixes here.
Oh, yeah, you're fine.
Just keep talking and we'll just cross our fingers.
Keep talking. Just go with it. Just go with it.
So we meet Beth. She is sweet on Josh, and she would like to spend some time with him. So at a particular party, she is auctioned off, and this creep PA, or how it is? PA, what are they called again? TA. Played by Jacob, wants to, bid on her, and he's just a complete creep and thinks that she's his girlfriend. So she convinces Josh to bid on her. So he does. He wins her. They go back to his place, and they make the whoopee. And, of course,
why does he do that when he's so obsessed with his girlfriend?
Oh, good point. So he's been trying to get a hold of his girlfriend, can't get a hold of her, calls the roommate. The roommate says that she hasn't slept there in a couple days.
The roommate's kind of a bitch, to be honest.
Yep. Quit calling. She doesn't want to talk to you. So he's thinking that she's cheating on him. So he's like, all right, I have this other option with this very attractive young lady.
And he clearly likes her and has been attracted to her.
Yes.
Yeah.
So they end up back at his dorm room. She starts interviewing him via the video recorder. And they make the whoopee. And the next morning, he comes to find out that instead of being able to show the fact that he made whoopee to his friends, That tape has been sent, mailed to his girlfriend Tiffany in Texas.
Uh-oh.
So hence...
And there's your exposition.
Yes. So yes. Now we have to take a road trip.
Road trip.
From Ithaca, New York, down to Austin, Texas. And of course, none of the guys...
Massachusetts, much farther away.
Much, much farther away. And of course, the guys don't have a car, so they recruit Kyle, kind of a nerdy, shut-in, geeky kind of guy who has a car.
He's a very weird guy, but I loved him. I loved his character.
Oh, yeah.
So, I don't know why. I always thought... DJ Qualls, like his name was DJ, like a DJ, like a disc jockey.
Yeah,
which never made sense because he's like the nerdiest, weirdest guy.
Okay,
and this watching this movie, this is the first time I ever like realized, oh yeah, DJ is a name too.
Yes.
So is that his initials, like his name, or is he referring to himself as a DJ? Can you?
Oh my god! D period J period.
Yeah, and after 20 some years, this is the first time I ever realized that could be the case. I always thought it was like a hip hop name.
Fair enough.
The other guy, I met a guy named Mike. I just assumed he was a microphone.
Pete.
And then later I realized, oh, wait, Mike is a name.
That's right. Well, at least I didn't pick Breaking Bad in 2000.
Right. He's ahead of his time.
Moving on. They're on a road trip with this guy.
So it's Josh and EL and Ruben and DJ. Kyle, go on a road trip.
Now, before you get into the rising action, can I bring up something that I don't think you guys are probably aware of?
Okay.
So, we actually brought this movie up once before when Rappy was on our show. There was a movie filmed on the Twin Cities campus called Overnight Delivery with Reese Witherspoon and Paul Rudd, two, you know, huge stars, in 1998. It is the exact same plot as this movie. And like,
oh, really?
Nobody ever, I mean, how did that happen? How did they get away with that? It's like, it's crazy how similar they are. And you had these two, they weren't big stars yet, but they were, I mean, at the time, they were Clueless had been out already. And so if you haven't seen the movie Overnight Delivery, you could watch it. Mm-hmm. You find it's the exact, and you wonder, well, why didn't this one get some attention? Or why? How did they rip it off and nobody cared?
That's not an uncommon thing. I mean, there was Ants and A Bug's Life came out at the same time. You had Armageddon and Deep Impact were pretty much right around the same time. I mean, they're it's more of a ripoff than
this
those.
This is a unique storyline. Those are like big disaster movies. I mean, that,
Came out, you know, those came out very close to each other.
I know. Anyway, this movie is not an original, and so I just thought people should be aware of that, because, and if you like Reese Witherspoon and Paul Rudd, I mean, you could go find a new movie that totally bombed, did nothing, and it was filmed in Minnesota.
And
so it's
also
fun to watch for that reason.
If you add in the fact that that was so similar with Paul Rudd, and Paul Rudd was also in Clueless with Breckenmeyer.
Wow, the connection. Yeah. See those 90s people. But Paul Rudd and Reese Witherspoon are the ones who actually went on to huge careers.
Yes.
Funnily enough.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway.
Now you got to connect them to Kevin Bacon.
I like Road Trip. I love this movie, but it is a complete ripoff of Overnight Delivery.
It is. One thing I would like to quick mention, just one detail that I found fun. When Josh was trying to find the tape of him and Beth with the sex tape, he's looking all around his room. Did you notice it was all Blockbuster video VCR tapes?
Yes. Yes.
And a Nintendo 64 was one of the things that he got pulled out from underneath his entertainment system. But yeah, I thought that was kind of cool.
So they're in a car and they're going to Austin.
We also find out that Tiffany calls Josh. She doesn't hear this message. And the reason she has been calling and she hasn't been at school is because her grandfather had passed and she's been away. So now we think, oh, Josh, you know, this is really bad that Josh did this. But he is unaware of any of this, correct?
Correct.
Yeah.
No.
He's justified in the fact.
He's aware. That's why he wants to go get the tape so bad.
Oh, did he hear that? Okay.
He talked to her.
Excellent. So, yes, they have to head out on this road trip.
That's why it's so frantic. We got to go beat her home. Right. She said she'd be back Monday, and so he's going to beat her there and steal
Friday.
The delivery.
Right. And it's Friday at 1 o'clock when these guys take off. I did look up how long it would take them. It would take you 25 hours if you drove straight through. It took them 68 hours to make the drive. Yeah. So yeah, they weren't really flying.
They did stop a number of times.
Yes. Well, they also lost their car at one point. So.
Yes.
Yeah.
So the first problem they have on this road trip is they decide to take some back roads, and they end up jumping the car over a broken bridge. And, of course, the car explodes. Yes, Dukes of Hazzard, which, again, Dukes of Hazzard, Sean Williams Scott played Bo Duke in the Dukes of Hazzard movie in, I don't remember which year that came out.
Oh, that's right.
Anyway.
Yeah. Movie that we should all forget.
Oh, the soundtrack in that movie is tip-top. So they lose the car.
Jessica Simpson wasn't bad either.
No, not one bit. Thank you very much for that reminder.
Are you here for the feeding?
Well, that was the other thing. So Ruben, who owns Mitch the Snake, leaves it in the capable hands of Barry.
Who we've learned is obsessed with this snake and wants it to eat all the time and watch it. So this is a moment of a lifetime that he gets to take care of the snake while he's gone.
Did you guys think that it was weird that he actually abided by not feeding the snake until Saturday, like he was
kind
told? I was a little amazed by that. Yeah.
He wanted to.
So
that
the boys,
not the weirdest thing that he did, by the way, though.
No. The fellas have lost the car. They hoof it to a motel. That's where we meet Andy Dick. He's the hotel clerk. And, of course, they're along this trip, they are using Kyle's credit card. That's only supposed to be used for emergencies. You know, he's worried his dad's going to get mad. They didn't want to take the car, didn't want to use the credit card. So we come to find out that with his charging of stuff on the card, his dad finds out that he is gone. So now the dad, Fred Ward, is on a cross-country trip trying to find his son. Assume that he was kidnapped, the car was found, burned out, and he's freaking out, worried about his kid.
Oh, you missed one character when you went through the cast that I just noticed on my notes.
Mm-hmm.
A young Wolowitz from Big Bang Theory was in here, too.
No, you're probably thinking Barry Kripke.
Okay, waiter. Yeah, I always get that because he looks like a Wolowitz.
Yeah.
But that dude from the Big Bang Theory.
Yes, the one with the speech impediment on Big Bang Theory. Barry Kripke is a waiter at the restaurant for Kyle's parents. So the boys decide that they're going to just have some breakfast, and EL is going to go find transportation. So he walks to a school for the blind and talks a woman into letting him take a bus that needs to be repaired.
And she was in the office, wasn't she?
I recognize her from something.
Yeah, I didn't look her up, but yes, she is familiar.
Something. Maybe. No, you know what? It was 24. I think she was in 24. Why did I think The Office? But I think she was actually... if you watch the show 24, there's a woman that was always back in at headquarters that he was always communicating with the whole time. And I think that was her.
Maybe you thought The Office because that's just your go-to, like, you know, shows that came out in 2000,
moving on.
Shows that women are in. All right. So now
I'm editing this shit out. I'm editing this shit out.
No, you're not.
So now they have a short bus from the school for the blind, and now they've got transportation to haul ass across the country.
Oh, and one other person, though. Here's one that I will have right.
Mm-hmm.
When they are looking at the scene of where the car exploded, Matt Walsh is in there. He's the detective.
Yes.
And he has a great line, but maybe we'll save that for later.
Okay, we will save that, yes.
I don't know if somebody picked it, so.
I did write that one down, but I will save that one for you.
Well, so it's not my favorite, so we could say it now.
Oh, go ahead.
So he's talking to the dad, right?
Right.
He just says, I'd say somebody was raped and murdered here last night.
Yeah.
Just out of nowhere.
And then
jump into the worst of conclusions.
The other tech was telling him that they didn't find any semen in the car either, you know.
Because that's the first thing you look for.
Right. So in the meantime, now we're into Saturday. So we have Barry has kicked the door into Josh and Ruben's room because he's going to get ready for the feeding with Mitch.
Are you here for the feeding?
Correct. So at this point, Beth comes in and Barry tells her Josh went to see his girlfriend in in Austin. And she says, in Texas? He goes, no, Massachusetts.
So she goes to Boston.
So she goes to Boston to tell this Tiffany Henderson that she slept with her boyfriend. So I'm just going to quick go to that scene, which is kind of funny. She meets this woman in Boston University, let's say.
University of Boston.
Yes. Tells her that she has slept with her boyfriend and that she's really sorry. And then this girl now takes a bat to her boyfriend's car and to him and is kicking the crap out of him. And that's when Beth realizes that this is the wrong Tiffany Henderson, and she gets back on the bus to head
it's
home.
Kind of like that gif of Homer slinking into the bushes.
Yes.
As she walks away.
And on the ride home, she gets her toes licked by a creep on the bus, and that is the director, Todd Phillips.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh. All right, back to it.
All right, so
pick it up.
Flip her over here. So now the next stop on their trip is to a frat house at the University of Tennessee, and Ruben knows the secret handshake to get in, so they'll be able to stay there for the night. And there's a gentleman who comes to the door, greets them. Ruben gives him the secret handshake, so they think they're in. And they come into the house, into the dining hall, and it is a national all-black fraternity.
So I have a question about this.
Yes.
I do,
if too, you I know guess. The frat and you know the handshake, how do you not know that it's an all-black fraternity?
And if it's a, Ruben smokes if it a, is lot a of national weed. Organization, right? Yeah. Now, how is
seems like that would be part of what you learned about this thing to along the think. Way.
Yeah, yeah, Ruben is the smartest guy there. And it seems like a bit of a oversight on his part to not know that it's a national black fraternity.
But these guys turn out to be pretty cool.
Yes, yes, they are.
After they kind of scare the crap out of him.
They pull a trick on Kyle. They claim to find a KKK hood in his bag, which scares the crap out of Kyle, at which point he passes out. And when he comes to, there's a big party going on, and Kyle starts drinking. And, of course, it's, you know, the prototypical scene with the nerdy, skinny kid who's never drank, you know, goes on a bender and has a night, meets a nice young lady.
Gets on stage.
He gets on, yeah. The dance scene is awesome.
I think that's why I thought, you know, DJ, and I don't know, something about the name Qualls just sounds like...
Sounds DJ-ish?
You get mixed up with the Quad City DJs from the 90s, you know?
I hear you.
DJ Qualls.
Yeah, I read you. So, yeah, that's great. Great scene for Kyle here as he gets drunk, gets up on stage, does some dancing, blows everybody out of the water with his sweet moves, and meets Rhonda, who is quite sweet on him, and has his first sexual experience with her. So the next morning, I think it's funny, the door opens and he's got his hat on backwards now. Now he's cool.
By the way, I will say, yeah. I thought the story was going to go in a little bit of a different direction there. Where I thought that we were going to find out that she has a boyfriend and that he was going to be chasing her around. Why I thought that was because she knew where to reach in a drawer to find the condoms.
Yes, she did.
And so I thought that was her boyfriend's bed that they were in. Correct. And so I thought that was going to be a thing, but it never really took that direction.
That is a good observation.
Yeah, she knew exactly where the prophylactics were stored.
But I think instead it just means that maybe she gets around a little bit.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, the boys take off in the morning, and they come to find out that they are out of cash, and they need to find cash quickly. So, of course, when you need cash quickly on a road trip, your first stop is always?
The sperm bank.
The bank, yes, but the sperm bank, to be more specific.
So because they're just Reddit, wherever you're going, there's always a sperm bank, and they pay you just automatically, you know.
Yes, for sure. So, the boys are going to, you know, make their donations. And Ruben gets weeded out because he smoked pot, so he can't give a sample. And the next question is if you've masturbated or had sex in the last 24 hours, to which Kyle, and this is my favorite line.
That's so good.
He goes, well, I'm out because I had sex last night with a girl. So he flips his chart down and goes to sit down in all his glory. He's so happy. So the only two left are EL and Josh to get some money. And there's a great scene here with EL where he asks the nurse for some help. and she helps him by going in the back door. With
that whole scene's a little off too, but you know what?
Prostate massage. To which he is very happy with.
And he learns something new that he likes.
Yeah.
Gifford, is that a thing?
Not to my knowledge, but I've been told, yes, it is. Yes, it is. So you could try that at your own peril and enjoyment, evidently. So the boys now flush with cash, and they head back out, and their next stop on their trip is to Barry's grandparents in Texas. And when they pull up, they come to find out that the residents there have the last name of Manilow. So we assume that Barry's
last name. This is Tom Green, by the way, is Barry.
Yes. Yes. So we meet his grandpa and grandma. The grandpa's outstanding right away. He's got just a raging boner when he gets out of the chair, which is awesome.
And the grandma is the wedding singer grandma.
Wedding singer grandma. Yep.
Her line is, "Oh, honey, the boner."
Yes. Like, it's a common occurrence, for sure. So they stay the night there. There's a scene with Ruben and the grandpa and smoking some weed, and Jimmy Kimmel's voice being used as the dog as the grandpa hallucinates on the weed. So they take off in the morning, and they make it to Austin. And, of course, we have the always great slow-mo scene of the boys walking through campus with the music.
It's also a great scene. I don't know if it was the night before or this morning, but they're listening to I Wanna Rock by Twisted Sister, which is just one of the greatest songs. And that scene's awesome.
Yep. I think that was, probably the day before. But, yeah, that's another great part. So they get to Austin. There's a bit of a ruckus trying to get the piece of mail that they're looking for. Kyle's dad shows up, pulls a gun on everybody, and Kyle finally asserts himself, stands up
chaos
for himself,
ensues.
And tells his dad that he's going to stay with his friends and he's okay and he can, you know, be a man. So at this point, Josh's girlfriend Tiffany walks in, so they go back to her dorm room. And they end up playing the tape, or she ends up playing the tape. And it turns out that Barry has taped over the sex scene. And he really, you know, she didn't see anything, so everything's all fine and good.
A lot but happened to that tape in the span of, like, 8 hours. It's pretty crazy how much that went through.
So they decide to break up amicably because, you know, they want to be at college and have their fun. Yep.
You still could see she wasn't paying attention, but you could see the other girl come onto the screen.
Right. Yep. You can.
In her underwear.
She didn't happen to see it. So everything's fine as far as that goes. And while he's in her room, Beth calls to tell him that Jacob, the TA, has tricked Josh and he needs to get back in time for his big philosophy midterm. Otherwise, he doesn't pass that. He's going to flunk the course, loses financial aid, and he'll be kicked out of school. So, of course, Jacob wants him out of the picture so he can continue to go after Beth on his own, even though he has no shot. So, the boys hightail it back. Ruben teaches Josh philosophy on the way back, and he gets back an hour late for his midterm, but he rushes in, and there's a bomb squad there. Because Beth has called in a bomb threat to the school because he didn't get back in time. So I was thinking, like, Beth is the perfect freshman girlfriend. Like, she's, you know, just that bit of crazy. She's calling in bomb threats. She's recording their first sexual interlude. You know, she's all kinds of nuts and hot. So her crazy to hot on the scale, you know, she's right where she needs to be at that point. But we'll see as life goes on. So everything ends all wonderfully, and Beth and Josh are together, and he can stay in school. And, of course, the whole time, Tom Green has been narrating this. And when we come back to see him with the group, he is now making out with one of the mothers.
And I love this, because then the son of the mom goes, "Mom!
Mom!
Mom!" That's a great finish out of nowhere.
It wasn't like he was yelling at her. He was almost, like, questioning, like,
"He was
Mom?
Disgusted.
Mom!" Yeah. So that is pretty much the wrap up. We have a quick little wrap up with the characters. Jacob ends up starting his own cult and killing himself. Ruben develops a new strain of pot and is named High Times Man of the Year. Kyle's still with Rhonda. So, you know, everybody ends up happy in the end, and
of course
it's a fun ride.
It's a fun movie. It's a romp. Yeah,
it is.
It's fun. Yes.
Yeah. So I figured what we would do is now we would go back and we would discuss. Let's start with our favorite line.
I bet you can guess mine.
Is it the one I said already?
I've said it like 3 times already.
Oh, unleash the fury,
Mitch? No, it's are you here for the feeding? when you walk into the room, they have no idea what's going on. They're not there for anything. And he just looks at him and goes, are you here for the feeding?
Yes. I think that's when Beth comes in and he explains to her that he went to Boston, Massachusetts.
Yeah. It's so good. And it shows the joy he has about this and the excitement he has for feeding the snake. And I love that.
So I was never a big fan of Tom Green, and even in this movie, there's so many stupid parts, but that part with him and Mitch the Snake, I think is maybe the funniest thing
he's ever done. And of course, Unleash the Fury, Mitch, is a more famous line that people might know, which is a great line, too.
So did
which
you
is
guys...
made funnier because the snake doesn't do anything, he just sits there.
Right.
And then he gets mad.
Did you guys notice the clear tape around the mouth of the snake, and that's why it wasn't able to do any? That mouse was just crawling around in the cage with it.
No,
yeah. So I looked that up. I'm like, how the hell? Like, did they have to overlay the mouse with the snake? But no, they're in the cage together, and the snake's mouth is just taped with clear tape, so it couldn't.
Pete, what was your favorite line?
Yeah.
The one that pulled me in, it's right away, beginning of the movie, it's Tom Green when he's giving the tour. And he goes, these buildings have been around since the 1600s. Somebody in the group says, it says 1951. That's the address, wise ass.
That's the address.
Very good.
That one. And then I did also have what I already talked about. Oh, honey, the boner. That's one where I just laughed.
That's a good one.
Well, I said one of my favorites already, and that's when Kyle exclaims that he had sex with a girl last night. The other one I had was in the same scene, and that is when EL is in with the nurse.
Oh, I got this one down.
And she proceeds to, lube up her fingers for, the backdoor entry. And he's bent over the table, gripping the table, and the look on his face, and he's obviously in some major discomfort. And his line is, stop! Okay, keep doing it! Yeah!
That's the one.
it's just so funny how quickly he turns.
More quote down. It's by him early in the movie where he tells whatever Breckenmeyer's name is, that you're already cheating. Anytime you pass up sex, you're just cheating on yourself.
Yes.
That's a whole,
All right. Anybody got anything else?
No.
Okay.
I like the one about getting raped and murdered, but we already said that one.
Right.
I mean, that's a memorable line by Matt Walsh. He has like one line and it's pretty good.
Very good. How about favorite gag? Favorite gag in the...
Mine is, you could say it's a scene too, but there's this scene when he's telling the story, and all it is in the locker room, and there's all these girls walking around topless, and it's like, wait a minute.
That's what mine was.
Oh, yes. And all of a sudden it stops, and they're like, wait a minute, why is everybody topless? And it's because it was just the memory of the way Tom Green wants to remember the scene.
Girls
it's
don't not just really stand around topless.
Right.
So it's really funny because... I mean, there's boobs, but it's like, it's hilarious the way it was presented, and then it was all just a joke, and he's so dumb, and it's so it's a gag, because it's throwing you off.
Well, and you could tie into that the scene where he's up in a bedroom with two co-eds. You know he just made that one up, too.
Oh, probably.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, again, that's the same one you had, Pete?
Yes, that was the same one that I had, exactly. Sorry.
Did you have a backup?
I did like, and you just brought this one up too, but the whole thing about what constitutes cheating. And you know, it's a line more than a gag, but but where he says, if you're doing it with two girls, they cancel each other out.
Yeah.
Yeah, that holds up. I'm gonna go with the whole French toast scene, the gag where Kyle sends back the French toast, Horatio Sands, because he ordered it without powdered sugar, so Horatio Sands licks the powdered sugar off and then stuffs it down his pants and waits a bit. I think
that one's kind of gross. And well, but it did lead to a great scene in the song from Not Another Teen Movie, which
that's one of the
wouldn't
reasons.
Have been in there had not been for this.
Yes. Do you remember the line from that song, Brad?
You can take that one, Giff.
I just jerked off in your French toast.
Your French toast. Oh, boy.
Oh, all right. So
it was worth it just for that movie 1 year later.
Correct. All right. So let's go with favorite scene.
Pete, you can go first this time so I don't steal yours.
Well, this one is actually my favorite scene was probably the whole thing when they were stealing the bus from the blind woman.
Yep.
That whole exchange, it was bad, but it was pretty funny. Politically incorrect, I guess, but the way it was presented, I thought was good.
Where he's waving his arms in front of her, and it ends with her just putting her middle finger up at him. Yeah. Give him a one-finger salute.
It's like he's trying to figure out what she knows and what she doesn't know. Mm-hmm. And so how he did that whole thing.
Yeah, the rotator splint was going on.
I also
on the
thought
bus.
That was kind of, because it's like she knows everything he's doing and she's on to him, but yet he still somehow gets out of there with the bus.
Right.
Which you'd think she would, you know, so.
Yep. Yeah. And one thing I'll just add into this. So this movie came out just before the second American Pie movie, and the first, or no, not the, it would have been the American Pie reunion movie. And the first scene where you see Stifler come into the third movie, the reunion movie, he's driving a short bus.
Mm.
So it kind of a callback. I always thought it was a callback to his role in this movie.
For my scene, I had kind of a backup that could be a scene or a gag. Mm-hmm. I got a different one, but I just want to throw this one in there. I love at the end when the snake gets out and it's biting Tom Green's hand.
Yeah.
And he throws it and it lands right on Jacob. The whole visual of how that is just really funny. But my favorite scene is where they jump the bridge, because there's so many just little things there. So first of all, the jump really doesn't look that unrealistic at first, but then that part of the bridge when they spin on it falls. But so they still do it and they make it and it looks great, but then they're in the car and the wheels just, the whole car just falls apart.
And then
they get out
goes,
and they're talking and all of a sudden the car just blows up and it's just this one thing after another. And it's one of those things where I love that kind of stuff. It's kind of like that scene in Arrested Development where the casket falls on Job. Yes. And it's just one thing after another, and it's just so funny.
Well, and so what I love about that, because that's my favorite scene as well, is when Ruben is explaining the physics.
Yeah.
And he's like, you know, like, this is the weight of the car, which is way off, by the way. So we need to, you know, go, you know, 55 miles an hour, we'll go 65 just to be sure. And of course, Kyle the whole time is freaking out. He's like, no, we're not jumping my car. Like, this is crazy. And then of course, EL spits on the other side and it collapses. And Ruben just goes, we'll go 75 just to be sure. And EL goes, okay. Like, he's just ready. Everybody's so excited to jump this car. And Kyle is just freaking out. He's in the backseat with a bike helmet on. Oh, yeah, that is a great scene. And my favorite as well. But I will throw in the whole frat party scene with the KKK hood prank. And Kyle dancing and then hooking up with Rhonda. All of it is just great. And of course, the next day, when they ask him about it in the bus, his line is, I boinked her. Which, you know, you don't get a lot of boinked these days.
I zoned out for a second. I should have laughed because I liked that too. I thought that was funny.
All right. Anybody else got anything for this movie?
I think we nailed it.
All right. Yeah, so
the one thing I want to point out is when we first meet Jacob, and you can tell right away that she doesn't like him and whatever, but he's wearing this shirt that says, what is it? God is awesome.
Yes.
As he's just walking around. There's something about that. Just hilarious.
All right. So we are going to do our top five college-based movies, and we are going to do it. Comedies.
So that was very limiting, and it was harder than I thought. I'll say that.
That's what it wasn't hard to come up with five, but to do the draft we're going to do, you had to.
That's what I'm saying.
Yep.
It's going to work out.
And a lot of them, I almost sent you a text to say, can we overlap high school and college?
No,
that would be because there's so many more high school movies.
There's enough. This is going to be good.
So we did not predetermine a draft order.
Well, I feel like, Gifford, you should go first because this is your choice.
Okay. So I've got numbers held up below the desk here. You guys get to pick either odd or even, and I'll show you what I'm holding up to see who goes second.
I got odd.
You got odd?
You got evens.
Oh, shit.
All right, I'm second.
All right, so Brad goes second. All right. Pete, you got the third pick. My first pick for college comedies is the one and only Animal House.
I knew that was coming.
Yep, and I know what you're going to pick.
Do you?
Well, I like to think I know.
I do have my top four are like all pretty great movies, but my number one is Revenge of the Nerds.
I knew it.
Which, God, that movie is so funny, and I could just—it's so inappropriate in this day and age. But you know what?
Is.
That's what makes it great.
All of these movies, there's a lot of inappropriate stuff in all of these movies. So let's just get that out of the way.
Not every one on my list, but the '80s ones, you know, especially.
Right. Yep. All right, Pete. What do you got?
Revenge of the Nerds, man. Classic.
I have Old School.
Nice. That is an excellent choice. Which
I just had to show because last week, Brad, when we went to that bar after the concert in Minneapolis, I felt exactly like Will Ferrell in where he goes to the frat party and is explaining to all the kids, well, tomorrow I think we're going to go to Home Depot.
Big day.
Big day.
Big day. It's a lot of place.
I love when he gets caught by his wife streaking and then he gets into the car and Leah Remini goes, cold out there? All right. Well, I will say right now, my top three are off the board. So I am going to go with Van Wilder as my second pick.
All right. My number two is a more recent movie that I think is just freaking great. And there's actually two of them. Neighbors.
Ah, yes.
With Zac Efron and Rose Byrne and Seth Rogen. Those movies are just, they are great. I love those movies.
Yep.
Zac Efron is so funny. He's awesome.
Can I throw a pipe wrench into this a little halfway through? I think we should do this like we did albums. If you pick one, you don't get to pick another one from the franchise.
Well, I do have Neighbors 2 later on my list, but I don't intend to pick it. It was one of those, like, if needed at the end of the list here.
All right.
It's fine.
That's the only one, probably.
Okay. Pete?
Is it my turn now?
Yes, sir.
I will go with American Pie 2.
Ah, damn it.
Because the original was high school, but American Pie 2 was college. So
it's the only one that is college-based. All right, that's
an excellent. I didn't even have that on my list.
Excellent pick. I had that as my number four overall. I am going to go with Rodney Dangerfield in Back to School.
That was going to be one of mine. Triple Lindy.
Yep. And William Zabka as well.
Yeah. Yes, William Zabka.
And Robert Downey Jr.
The great William Zabka.
All right, so if that's off the list, this is the last one I found, and I'm so glad I found it because it wasn't on my list, and I totally overlooked it. And it's not as much of a pure comedy as the other ones, but it's still a comedy, The Sure Thing with John Cusack, which is kind of another road trip college.
Oh, that's off the board.
So that is a classic.
Wow, and I don't think I know that one.
List of college comedies. It took me a while to find that one and then remember.
Interesting.
All right. All right. I will pick Breaking Bad. Oh, wait. Did I misunderstand the assignment?
I mean, The Office.
Good job, Pete.
Nice work, Pete.
Still available? I'm going to go with PCU.
Oh, great pick. Great
it's
pick.
It's been a while,
Pete,
since I've seen it. I remember thinking it was great.
It is.
Brad, I feel like that we watched it together. We went to like Mark's place or something.
Wait a minute. Well, yeah, I don't know it very well. I have like seen it, or at least, you know, bits of it.
Yeah.
Enough to, Jeremy Piven. And,
I know, but I'm just not like,
and
I wouldn't.
Oh, for Pete's sake, why can't I think of his name right now? Did the Swingers.
Yeah, John Favreau's in it.
John Favreau. And I believe Buck, the kid, Buck from Great Outdoors, is the main character.
Mm. Yeah, son. That actually, I think you're right. All right, Biff, back to you.
Pete, you've sniped me two times in a row here. I am going to go with Legally Blonde.
Well, see, I would have picked that one, too, with my love, Reese.
Yes.
That's a great one.
What, like, so, it's hard?
So no Legally Blonde 2, then?
No. That wouldn't be in college, though, would it? Was that still in college?
I think so, because I think I saw it on all these lists that I was looking at.
Well, she graduates at the end of Legally Blonde.
I don't know.
From law school.
No. All right, my next one is going to be... another more female-driven one, Pitch Perfect.
Pitch Perfect. I knew it.
Which is just a fun movie.
It is. Great pick.
Well, I am going to go with Road Trip.
There you go. And he just saw it for the first time.
Exactly.
Pete must be running low on his list already.
That's a great pick, Pete. I love, love, love.
With my next pick, you'll see exactly how low I'm getting. But
all right, I am going. I'm going to go with Monsters University.
I was wondering if one of you would.
That is a fun, fun flick. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. So that was my last pick.
All right, I could go two ways on my next one. I'll stick to the more traditional comedy. I don't remember like this movie so much being college, but I do know I liked it a lot, and I liked the first one too, which was high school.
Okay.
22 Jump Street.
Okay.
Pete, what are you going to finish with?
Mine, you might not think of as being in the genre of a college movie, but it absolutely is. I am going with Necessary Roughness.
There it is. Good pick.
That's a good one. Because what is it? Because they're old or what?
It's college football, but Scott Bakula is old, and that's the thing. He's like 35 years old.
Year of eligibility left.
Is everybody else like college age? I don't remember.
Yeah.
Ireland is supposed to be in college then.
Yeah. She is in college. Yes.
John Favreau again in that, right?
Is he?
He was.
Yeah, I believe he's the line. Isn't he one of the linemen? I thought.
I don't remember. I'll have to go back and see. Sinbad is in it.
Yep, Sinbad's in it. And Kathy Ireland is the kicker.
Rob Schneider is in it as the announcer.
I had one other one listed that I could have. And this one, it's not really college. It happens directly after college.
Okay.
And it's not all comedy, but I thought it would be a good one to throw in if needed. And that's The Graduate.
Yes.
I put that on there, yeah.
Yep.
So I decided to stick with the traditional comedy, but I wanted to at least bring that one up.
I got a couple more here. Son-in-Law.
Oh, I didn't see that one. I mean, I have seen it once. Me and Pete, we saw it in the movie theater.
Did we really?
It's terrible.
Also, come on now. Accepted.
Yeah, I have that one down because I saw it once. I don't remember much, but I know I watched it. It was okay.
Dead Man on Campus.
Yeah, that's Brendan Fraser, right?
No, that is...
Oh, no, Zach.
Zach.
Morris.
Yep. And the other one I could
Mark Paul Gosselaar.
Save my life. And I was hoping to look it up, but I know that you will know it, Brad, because we've talked about it on multiple occasions. What is the show? It was a TV show, and then they did a movie with the British guys, those young, like four young guys. The In-Betweeners.
Oh, yeah.
And there was a movie.
You're right. And well, were they in college during the movie?
See, I couldn't remember what the hell the name was. Well,
and there was actually two movies. So
okay.
One of them I think was maybe, but I'd have to double check.
So I could not think of it to save my life.
But that's worth a mention.
Yeah.
Actually, you know what? I'm going to be bringing that show up next month for something.
Oh, wonderful.
So you just gave a little foreshadowing.
Look at that, a little preview without even knowing it. Well, this was a fun one. I really enjoyed this movie. I hope you enjoyed it as your first time through.
I did. Should we quick repeat our lists to see so people think about it?
Yeah, I will.
I just threw mine in the garbage, Brad.
I got yours, Pete. I'll say it.
Okay.
All right. So I went with. Let me see if I can remember my order.
Animal House.
I can get it.
I got Animal House 1. My number 2.
Okay. This is.
Never mind.
I thought we could do this. Van Wilder.
Van Wilder. School,
Legally Blonde and Monsters U.
Yes. Thank you. Van Wilder was my 2.
Pete went with Old School, American Pie 2, PCU, Road Trip, and Necessary Roughness.
Ooh, that's.
And I had Revenge of the Nerds, Neighbors, The Sure Thing, Pitch Perfect, and 22 Jump Street.
All right.
We will hopefully hear what you think is the best list.
Mm-hmm.
It's mine.
We will get that done. Well, and on everybody's top of their list should be Preacher Row. A great college band.
Yes.
Yes.
Awesome.
It would have been great if they would have been the band at the party where Josh purchases Beth.
Oh, yeah.
That would have been a great cameo for Preacher Row.
That's right.
So.
Here they are.
Here they
Bye.
Are.
All right.
Thanks for listening, folks.
Bye.
I'm scared, but there's nothing I can do.